Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Russia's defense ministry says its most powerful warship has sunk in the Black Sea. The BBC's Dan Johnson reports that it's unclear if any of the 500-strong crew were killed.
Russia says the cruiser sank in rough seas as it was being towed to port, after a fire on board left it severely damaged and forced the crew to abandon ship. Ukraine claims the Moskva went down after being hit by its missiles. Either way, it's a major loss for the Russians and a propaganda victory for the Ukrainians. The image of the flagship of Russia's Black Sea fleet being told to go away by Ukrainian soldiers at the start of the war made it onto billboards and postage stamps. The fact it now lies at the bottom of the Black Sea is being described as a big blow for the Russian Navy, which hasn't lost a ship so big and powerful for many decades.
The BBC's Dan Johnson reporting. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers, led by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, is on a 2-day trip to Taiwan. As NPR's John Ruwitz reports, China says it is firmly opposed to such contact.
The visit by the six lawmakers comes after reports that House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi postponed a trip to Taiwan a week ago after she tested positive for COVID-19. A photo released by Taiwan's foreign ministry shows Graham and the others giving a thumbs up with Taiwan's foreign minister at the Taipei airport. The ministry says they'll meet President Tsai Ing-wen and the island's defense minister during the one-day visit. The U.S. does not have formal diplomatic relations with Taiwan, but it's bound by law to help the island prepare to defend itself. Beijing considers Taiwan a part of Chinese territory. And Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian called on the U.S. to stop official contacts with Taiwan. John Ruwitz, NPR News.
A logjam of commercial trucks at the Texas-Mexico border is breaking. Nearly a week after Governor Greg Abbott ordered new inspections, the move follows an agreement between Abbott and the governor of Chihuahua, Mexico.
Since Chihuahua has detailed a plan to secure the Mexico side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous strategy of random searches of vehicles crossing the bridge from Chihuahua. As a result, the effect will be that the bridge between Chihuahua and Texas will return to normal immediately.
Meanwhile, Abbott says he'll continue busing migrants to Washington, D.C. to ease immigration. He says if President Biden won't come to the border, he'll send the border to the nation's capital. A federal jury in Virginia has convicted a member of the ISIS group that beheaded American hostages in Iraq and Syria. 33-year-old El-Shafi El-Sheikh was convicted of lethal hostage-taking and conspiracy to commit murder. El-Sheikh was born in Sudan and raised in Britain but lost his citizenship there in 2018. He is one of three ISIS captors, nicknamed by some of their hostages as the Beetle because of their British accents. This is NPR. Clashes have broken out between Israeli police and Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Dozens of worshippers were injured. The pre-dawn raid came amid heightened tensions over a series of recent Palestinian attacks that killed 14 people in Israel. It also followed a wave of Israeli military operations and arrests in the West Bank. Al-Aqsa Mosque is considered the third holiest site in Islam. A coalition of conservation groups has sued the Environmental Protection Agency. From member station KNAU, Ryan Heinches reports that the groups say the EPA has not lived up to its obligation to force states to reduce air pollution.
The lawsuit filed Wednesday by the Sierra Club and dozens of other groups alleges that the EPA hasn't enforced regional haze rules under the Clean Air Act. Those rules require states to submit plans to curb harmful emissions like nitrogen oxide from coal-fired power plants and other sources that create haze. But 34 states, including Arizona, California, and Nevada, haven't yet done so, despite a deadline last summer. According to the National Parks Conservation Association, haze impacts 90% of national parks. At the Grand Canyon, coal plants, wildfires, transportation, and industrial pollutants can frequently obscure the iconic view. The EPA did not comment on the litigation. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed, up a fraction in Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.